It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows.
I'm in a position where I'm glad I have both of them.
Both of them.
It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM.
Some of it, Patty, in my opinion, is what you sign up for. Some of it goes across the line, in my opinion.
It's all that and more, and it's Texans Weekly, starting right now. Texans Weekly is brought to you in part by M&G Bank, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. Obviously, a tough week for the Houston Texans, coming off the 34-3 loss to the 49ers. But the page has been turned. Gary Kubiak has named Matt Schaub his quarterback heading into this weekend as the Texans take on the St. Louis Rams. So without further ado, we get right to our radio shows and head out on the road to the Verizon Wireless Show, where Mark Vandermeer and John Lopez visit with Danielle Manning.
I thought you were the perfect guest for today defensively because you played in Chicago. You went to a Super Bowl with the Bears. You were there with Rex Grossman, and you saw how much heat, how much criticism Rex Grossman was under in Chicago. And here's your quarterback, Matt Schaub, in Houston, who's going through a really rough time right now. Can you compare the two at all? Are they similar? What can you share with us about that?
It's similar towards the heat and all the slack that he's getting. I would say what happened, how that team was able to prevail with all that, they just continue to rally around Rex. And defense, special teams say, okay, if we're having some problems in that area, we need to do more. And I think that's been showing. I think last night, I think every group should have played better, you know. And I think that's what we need to do to continue to push forward. And it's always seemed like it's Matt's fault, you know. It's the quarterback.
Right.
It's not that. A lot of guys have to show up, and we didn't do it. Those losses that we have is because individual players, you know, need to step up.
And I thought you were the perfect guest today because of other things that have happened. Richard Sherman, after the game, said he kind of, you know, baited Matt or saw it coming. Obviously, I guess somebody this weekend, I'm forgetting, after the interception, return for a touchdown, said something similar. From a defensive back's perspective, can that be done? Can you see on film a particular play or particular tendency and sort of bait the guy into throwing it there?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we see it all the time. That's why we watch film. You know,
yeah.
So much film study that goes on. You can see certain formation, how they line up. You anticipate it. And that's what those guys were saying, really. You know, they didn't know that exact play was coming on. They anticipated. They ran the routes that was coming, and I guess that's what they were doing. We all do that.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive players, even offense, they can see a defense and know exactly what this defense is going to do, and they can run the ride. That's
so if you're Matt, from Matt Schaub, from the Texans' perspective, I mean, obviously you got to change that up.
I mean, you can, but, you know, here's the difficult thing. As a defensive player, it's so hard to say what best needs to happen for on the offensive
sure.
side and vice versa. I think, again, the way that we can help and do more is we got to be able to get turnovers and continue to get the ball back to our offense. I believe from that standpoint, mm-hmm. that's how we help.
Well, you're the number one defense in the league, and I know you guys are proud of that statistic, but I know you just mentioned it, turnovers. You have three takeaways on the season through five games, and I know that you guys want to get more of those. So how do you get that done? I mean, it's not like you can just go out and get turnovers.
Right.
You have to somehow make it happen. How does that work?
And here's the thing. The first 2 years I was here, that was one of the biggest things we did in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Stripped the ball, punched balls loose, and just got and caught balls when the picks were thrown to us. I think we got to put more emphasis on that. You got to continue to train yourself in that. And even in the game, it has to carry over. We had to go back and start doing those type of things. And I think that's how it'll come. You have to practice those habits. You not practice good habits, that's what happens on the field.
When you look at the guys in front of you, Danielle, the front seven, Brian Cushing is off to a tremendous start. I know he missed a portion of the Seattle game with the concussion. He gets right back in there against San Francisco. He's making a lot of plays for you.
Right. Brian is not going to stop being Cush, man. And that's what we love about him. He's going to give you that week in, week out. And I think the good thing about it is, like, now he understands even more of the game. This third year in the system, I think he's picking up certain things. So just playing, you know, he's a reckless type of player. Mm-hmm. I think now he understands more of the defense. He can maybe take some of those things off. But that's just the way he plays, you know. You're gonna get that from Brian week in and week out.
You know, every defensive player we have on this show or we talk to on our show, You mentioned Brian Cushing, and kind of a smile creases their face. I mean, they kind of like just sort of eyes open up. And I've said this, and I could be totally wrong. J.J. Watt is clearly the best player on the defense, but Brian might be the most important. Is that unfair?
It's hard. I mean, sometimes it can go either way with those guys just changing all those positions. But, I mean, I'm in a position where I'm glad I have both of them.
Both of them.
I'm not
You're third,
complain.
By the way.
I'm not going to complain. I can't complain about that. I mean, you have those guys, especially in my position as a defensive back, those guys wreaking havoc on those quarterbacks. It's easy for me to sit back there and make play. I can win a game and have two tackles. I'm cool with it. Those guys have all the tackles, you know. But it's cool.
The Texans are playing the St. Louis Rams on Sunday. And I know you haven't done all the game planning stuff yet, but here they come. And, boy, this is Sam Bradford, who's actually got, 10 touchdown passes, 3 picks, and, you know, he's capable of doing some damage, and this is not an easy team to play. They're never easy, Daniel, and you guys desperately need a win.
Yeah, we have to have one. Never underestimate your opponent at any time or whatever they're going through, whether they got players, key players going down, or the record is not really an opposing record. But I think this is one of the games that we have to make that mark, and it has to be a big mark. Mm-hmm. And I think we're capable of doing that. Got to get back to the drawing board, circle the wagon. I mean, you hear those same cliches all the time, but it's really important with the way the thing has jumped out for us. 2-3 start right now. And I remember the first year again, I keep going back to that. We were 3-3 before we went on that winning streak.
Yeah.
Streak. And I don't think it's a time to the panic.
The goal has to be, number one goal, well, we know what the ultimate goal is, but number one goal is win the division somehow.
Win the division, but I think we have to go small. We got to narrow our mind now. We got to get a win.
Right.
We just get a victory.
Just got to get a win, and we can build from there. I mean, it's hard right now. It's almost like strikes. You got to stack on strikes to have a good game, and that's what we have to do. We get a win, we can build on that, have positive feedback, go back to the film, and we can look at this is what it took us to win, and those things we have to bring, everything that we did to win game, whether we came back the first two games, how we came back, find out what game plan we have to do. And the players that played that game, whoever those players were, the same mentality is we got to bring it to this game.
Just real quick on the St. Louis Rams, I know today is not your work day necessarily for game planning, but you probably cast an eye at them. What do you expect from them? What do you look at on their team?
I'm going to say this. Here's the way I look at it. They're going to be successful by looking at other teams' film and how they were successful on that.
Right.
I'm quite sure they're going to come in with the same packages that we've seen the teams attack us with. And see, that's how you do it. And see if we made any adjustments. If we're not, they're going to stick with it. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you play ball. And I think that's how they probably will come attack us.
We have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, as he does each and every week, General Manager Rick Smith. And unfortunately, Rick, coming off this game in San Francisco, not a whole lot of real fun things to talk about. So let's just get it out of the way, get the elephant out of the room early. And that was the inconceivable happen, Matt Schaub's fourth straight pick six.
Yeah, Patty, I mean, we've talked the last couple of weeks about how important it is to protect the football. And obviously in that early series, in that situation there where Matt throws another interception that results in a touchdown, we can't continue to do that and put our team, in holes like that and expect, to be able to overcome that, especially on the road, in an environment like that against a good football team like the 49ers.
So can you sort of take us through what happens next? Because on Monday, Gary has his press conference, and usually we hear, Matt will be starting, he's our guy, and he did say Matt is our quarterback, but he also said, these next couple days are evaluation process. I know you're involved in that. What does that mean, and sort of what happened there to determine the next step?
Well, I mean, obviously when you continue to make mistakes like that and hurt the football team, at some point it becomes problematic in the sense that you have to look at alternatives. And so that becomes a part of the discussion, but there's a strong belief in Matt, as in this building, not only from the coaching staff and the administration, but also his teammates. And that's important. And so we just felt like Gary felt, because he's the guy who ultimately makes that decision, that Matt gives us the best chance to win. And he expressed that to the football team. But Matt also knows, too, that he's got to protect the football in order for us to have opportunities to win.
And, how do you, as Matt, obviously he's – under your umbrella, but just as a fellow human, a friend, just kind of relate to what he's going through with fans showing up at his house and just kind of all that he's taking. Is there anything you can do or that you do to sort of help him get through this?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult set of circumstances, obviously, for a guy like that, and you feel for him. Some of it, Patty, in my opinion, is what you sign up for. Some of it goes across the line, in my opinion. That's unfortunate, but that's the reality of the world that we live in at this point. And so the thing that I can do, or the thing that I do, is I try to be as supportive as I can be in whatever role or whichever way that he needs me to be. And sometimes that's personal. That's between Matt and myself. And so, and other times, you know, I try to show some public support for him as well. So I try to do what ultimately my job, I wear a lot of hats as general manager, and I'm responsible for a lot of different things. But ultimately, every decision that I make is geared and predicated on doing everything I can do to help these coaches and players be successful. And so however that looks is what I try to do for them.
All right, let's move on to Owen Daniels. That one kind of caught everybody a little bit by surprise. We didn't really realize that it happened in the game until the next day. And then you made some roster moves today with him. Can you kind of explain sort of where he is and what that exactly means being put on IR?
Sure. He did it late in the ball game, and so we found out about it obviously on Monday morning after he had the X-ray. And so essentially what we have done is we passed a rule a couple of years ago. As you know, when players go on injured reserve in the NFL, they are done for the season. And what we did a couple of years ago is we passed a rule that gives each club the opportunity to designate one player on injured reserve, but he has the opportunity to come back. And so we've done that with Owen. And just the logistics of that rule, the player has to be on injured reserve for a total of 6 weeks before he can become eligible to practice again. After 6 weeks, he can come back into the practice environment, and then after 8 weeks, he's eligible to return to the football team. And so that's the designation that we use. It'll be healed by that time. He'll be ready. We still have plenty of football left. I think he's eligible to come back, I think, week 14 or 15. We've got four games in the regular season, to play when he comes back. And so we just felt like to do this for him, get him healthy with still plenty of football left to play, use the roster spot. And so we obviously signed Jake Byrne, who we had here last year and during training camp. He's familiar with the offense, had been on San Diego's practice squad, and so it was an easy fit for us.
Well, and obviously Owen is just such a big part of this offense, one of Matt's favorite targets. It's kind of next guy up. It's just sort of what do you expect now from number one, number two, number three in this tight, right down to Byrne.
Well, yeah, right down to him. But we've talked about Garrett Graham and his versatility and his effectiveness. He's done a nice job. I think you will see him continue to play well. We've talked before about our young tight end in the sixth round that we took. I like him. I think he's doing a nice job. I think we have progressed him. And so obviously he will have a bigger role for us, but I think he's ready for it.
All right, let's look forward to the game at hand. St. Louis Rams coming here to Houston. It'll be nice to have a home game. Just sort of what are you expecting and best case scenario hoping for at this point?
Yeah, obviously we want to play clean football. We want to play good football in all phases. And I think our guys, have to work on that this week. We've had a practice and it looked good today. It was competitive. The environment was good. The energy is good. It's tough to come back. From a loss like we had last week, but the guys are resilient. They're tough. They understand that they've got to put that behind them, and they've got to move forward and work and be focused on this week, and so that's what I expect that we'll do.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much, Rick. We have to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear what the rest of the team has to say about the Rams. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. A lot of questions this week coming off the San Francisco 49er loss and heading into the upcoming game against the Rams. Questions about Matt Schaub, questions about Owen Daniels. And for that, what better way than to go right to the source and hear from the players and coaches?
The truth right now is that we've had three tough losses. And in these parts, with the expectations that we have this year, this isn't where we expected to be. And the truth is that we need to find a way to fight out of this hole that we're in.
I think it's just important because it's our next game. I'm not sure exactly, as far as the adversity and what needs to get done, but we understand that we're 2-3 and we need to win a football game.
What would you do if a guy pulled in your driveway and started shouting obscenities at you and your family?
I don't think that guy would be around much longer.
It's the world we live in, and there's passionate fans out there for better or worse. And, I understand that. Our team understands that. And you hate for it to come to that because we're better than that as a society and a community. But, it's the nature of what we do. And the only thing that can correct that is going out and beating the St. Louis Rams this week.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll head out to the Houston Texans Grill and ask Antonio. Stay with us.
Texans Weekly has been brought to you in part by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Of course, each and every week as we continue to follow our radio shows, Tuesday nights between 6 and 8 out at the Houston Texans Grill, Antonio Smith makes an appearance for the first hour, hangs out with the fans, mingles with some people, and actually takes some questions from his teammates.
Okay, Antonio, you said you were listening to this on the plane. This is the relaxing music after losing. And Antonio, you have to see him right now. He's got his eyes closed.
And he's would you like a Swedish or shiatsu massage?
He's doing ninja hand movements now. He kind of reminds me of Swayze and Roadhouse in that scene when he's in the backyard.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say ghost.
No, that too, maybe. That too, maybe. This music is actually working. This stuff really works. It's calming me down.
Wait, how can you hear? You're talking over the whole thing.
I know, but, well, it's radio. I can't just let the music play. It's like people tuning in. What the heck is this?
Okay. I'll tell you something, though. It's not always a good thing to listen to when you sleep.
Why?
It drives you crazy.
Does it really?
Yeah, because you can still hear it in your mind. You sleep, but you just...
I'm worried that there's...
You're hearing birds.
There are subliminal messages in here.
Go get a weapon.
You know, something... I don't know. You can't really hear them. They're underneath, you know?
Yeah.
They have, like, positive reinforcement tapes on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of that music for now. Thank you, Laura, our producer. Now it's time for the segment that we look forward to every week. It's called Ask Antonio, where Antonio's teammates ask him questions. And we recorded these earlier. No, we're not bringing them in via satellite. Let's listen in to the first question for Ask Antonio.
What's up? This is Shiloh Kale. This is my question for Antonio. Tone, we ain't going to allow me to enter the secret society of ninjutsu.
The secret society.
he was your protege, right? He was the one that you said would make a really good ninja.
I told him that.
Yeah.
He asked me about that. He asked me about that last week in the hot tub. It's like, hey, man, when you going to let me in the ninja? I said, I told him that you was already, you was like one of my number one candidates, you know. But
he's eager now.
To answer his question, you know, he's already... And I told you, because you got to be born with the secret, you know, the hidden ninja blood within.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it flowing through his veins strongly. The chi is strong within him.
Not to focus on this, but get back to the hot tub thing for a moment. So, normally that'd be like a man card violation. You know, I was talking with my buddy in the hot tub. But I understand it's a football environment. So people talk about the cold tub. Do you do the hot tub before practice, cold tub after? How does that work? When do you do which?
What I do is I do the hot tub. I hate the cold tub. So what I do is get my body real hot.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the hot tub. Then I get in the cold tub. And then it's not as much of a shock to you. Your body slowly starts to...
It's going to be a tremendous
That's
shock.
A
you're
horrible
in the hot tub
idea.
Than the cold tub.
No, because you're extremely hot. That hot tub is hot.
So you need it to cool
so
down.
So once you get in the cold tub, it's not as much of a shock as just the cold tub regular. But eventually you'll numb up, and what they call it contrast. They call it contrast. So then you get out of the cold tub, and then you get back into the hot tub. And it it freezes the blood, then releases the blood, and flushes out, you know,
toxins. The soreness. All right, next question for Ask Antonio, please.
Kareem Jackson, number 25, cornerback, you're Houston Texans. And I'm just dying to know this. Antonio, ninja assassin. When you're, you know, out on a date or, you know, romancing or whatever, you taking the girl out. I want to know, are you Antonio Smith or are you the ninja assassin? Which guy would you be?
Only Kareem.
But what about Tone Stradamus?
I predict good things are happening tonight.
I predict this date is going very well.
You want to take some time to think about that? But it is almost time for a break here. But we do want to know the answer one way or another.
He is I, and I am him.
That's perfect.
Can't do any better than that.
That's a biblical answer right there.
Right, ask Antonio one final question here from a Houston Texans teammate of Antonio Smith. It is one Ed Reed.
All right, this is Ed Reed. All right, this is Ed Reed. Question for you. Where's my money?
All right, now, we were told that we have to ask you what this means, that you would certainly know, and is it something you can explain to us?
Yeah, when he just said that to me, what he probably wanted me to say is, I ain't got no money, punk.
That's it, huh?
It's old Martin. You don't never watch Martin Long?
Oh, it's from Martin. Okay.
Yeah. He considered me as Dragonfly Jones.
Okay.
You know, I heard it.
Well, he used to have Ken Chi. It was obedient servant, you know. And Ken Chi always used to ask Dragonfly where his money was, you know. And Dragonfly would come up with different kind of quotes not to pay Ken Chi. And so I always be saying it in the locker room, so that's why he said that. He said, hey, yo, Dragonfly, you think I get my money? You know, my electric bill is about to get cut off. Dragonfly told Ken Chi, he said, I ain't got no money, punk. If you had been practicing your art, you know you're wearing the dark, young punk.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We also hope you can make it out here to Reliance Stadium on Sunday as the Houston Texans look for the win against the St. Louis Rams and celebrate breast cancer awareness by wearing their pink. So come on out, support Wear Your Pink. If you can't make it out here, be sure to tune in at 10 a.m. to Texans Countdown Live and then flip back over to Fox Sports Southwest after the game for Texans Wrap. Have a great weekend. Woo!